There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, a man who was shot by police in St. John, Indiana yesterday has died. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the latest details.
The Lake County Sheriff says police in St. John responded to a home in the Bramblewood subdivision for a domestic disturbance call at around 11:30 in the morning and got into a physical altercation with a 40-year-old man. An officer fired shots and the man was taken to the hospital. Multiple reports say he has died. Witnesses say he was wearing pajamas and may have been holding dumbbells. At the time, police performed CPR as stunned neighbors looked on. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago Transit Authority is experiencing a leadership shift as its president retires, making way for the agency's first female at the helm in its 77-year history. WBBM's Sarah Herrera is live at the anchor desk to tell us more. Sarah?
Maya, it comes in the wake of Dorval Carter Jr.'s retirement, a move following years of scrutiny over safety and service hiccups. Starting next month, longtime CTA Chief of Staff Nora Learson will take the reins as acting president. She's been at the agency for more than a decade, and the CTA says she has had her hands in everything from operations and safety compliance to communications and employee programs. As for Carter, he's technically retiring from the CTA, but he's already lined up his next role as the head of St. Anthony Hospital in North Lawndale. Reporting live from the anchor desk, Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago City Council hit pause on a proposal to lower the default speed limit in the city from 30 to 25 miles an hour. The measure's sponsor, Alderman Daniel Lespada, withheld it from a final vote because it didn't have enough support, but he wants to bring it back for a vote as soon as possible.
I'm going to do the work so that we're back here in a month, if at all possible. We don't have time to wait. Like, as we talked about yesterday, 133 people died last year, 39 of those in the last 2 months of the year. We can't wait.
Some aldermen have expressed concerns the lower limit would lead to an increase in police stops in minority areas.
Meantime, the city council did okay a proposal to build affordable apartments for Native Americans in the Irving Park neighborhood.
The development is the result of a partnership between affordable housing developer Full Circle Communities and Native American-led nonprofit Visionary Ventures. The seven-story building would take the place of an empty lot at Irving Park Road and Francisco Avenue and feature 45,000 apartments and 3,000 square feet of commercial space. The development is meant to be a shared space for Chicago's Native American community, but apartments won't be reserved for indigenous neighbors. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The funeral will be held today for civil rights activist Jose Chacha Jimenez. He was the founder of the Young Lords, which evolved from a street gang into a human rights organization. He was also a co-founder of the Rainbow Coalition. Visitation begins at 3 this afternoon. The funeral's at 5. Both will be held at the Pietrica Funeral Home on West Diversity Avenue.
A longtime local free newspaper is being hit with layoffs.
The Reader Institute for Community Journalism, publisher of the Chicago Reader, this week announced the immediate layoffs of 6 non-union employee staff positions. The Reader Institute says a combination of financial losses, operational challenges, and external pressures has brought the Reader to an imminent risk of closure. The Chicago Reader began publication in 1971. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 1059 WBBM.
A 41-year-old woman's dead after the car she was driving went out of control on the southwest side early today. Police say the car was heading northbound on Cicero near 78th when it hit a pole. The driver died at a hospital. A 35-year-old man was a passenger. He's hospitalized in fair condition. Police are investigating what caused the car to go out of control.
Wildlife experts say it's not surprising that coyotes have been in the news in recent weeks. Cook County Forest Preserve District biologist Chris Anker says the animals are looking for food in the extreme cold, and it's the start of mating season. But he says, in reality, they're always around.
There are coyotes everywhere, even downtown. I mean, there's a family group of coyotes that live on the museum campus. And most people are oblivious to it. They don't even realize that they're there.
Wildlife experts say coyotes don't want to be around people, and we should never feed them.
A 35-year-old woman is dead after being shot in the Portage Park neighborhood on the northwest side this morning. Police say it happened near Menard and Newport just before 5 o'clock. Reports indicate she was shot in the chest and taken to a hospital for treatment where she died. Police say circumstances surrounding the shooting are under investigation.
An Illinois state trooper and a police dog were hurt after police say a driver hit two state police vehicles parked along the Stevenson Expressway.
It happened Tuesday morning on northbound I-55 just south of Harlem Avenue. Investigators say 20-year-old Gabriel Owens of Sauk Village failed to move over to avoid two state police vehicles that were parked on the left shoulder with their emergency lights on. Police say Owens' car hit the back of one of the state police vehicles and sideswiped the other. A state trooper and a police dog suffered minor injuries. Prosecutors say Owens was charged with driving too fast for conditions and failing to move over to avoid the emergency vehicles. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A security guard is recovering after a violent incident at a suburban high school earlier this week.
The security guard, who works for Niles Township High School District 219, was taken to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries after reports say he was stabbed in the upper body during an apparent fight at Niles North High School, where earlier in the night, the school's basketball team took on rival Evanston Township. District officials say no students were injured or arrested as a result of the incident. Still unclear if anyone was taken into custody. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports. Here's Josh List.
He's a hometown guy from Wheaton. Baltimore offensive coordinator Todd Monken is nearing the front of the line, set to interview remotely, according to reports, for the Bears head coaching job as soon as tomorrow. Monken's Ravens face the Bills in the playoffs Sunday night. About a dozen candidates have done Q&As already, including Detroit's Ben Johnson, who various teams have been circling for years as the next big thing.
I've been a lot more prepared for the types of questions that they've been asking. I've also changed my frame of mind a little bit in the instead of worrying solely about the offense and what we're doing right here, I've been able to have off seasons and summers to think about big picture view, what a program would look like, where I'm running it.
Every team with an opening is interested in Ben Johnson, who's prepping the Lions offense for playoff action Saturday night against the Commanders. Johnson could get a round two interview with the Bears as soon as Monday. Jim Harbaugh needs two medical procedures this offseason, a hip replacement, if you've seen him walk, you understand that, and a cardiac ablation to address Harbaugh's often irregular heartbeat. He's 61. The Hawks embarrass the Bulls 110-94, in from Atlanta minus all-star Trae Young and a few other leading scorers. They beat the Bulls by 16. The Bulls commit 20 turnovers, hit just 6 of 27 three-pointers, 16, a team high from Kobe White. And the Bulls are off and host the Hornets tomorrow. Loyola's won 2 out of 3 since a 4-game slide. Flushing Rhode Island 81-77. Double overtime and UIC stomps out Murray State 97-93 with 30 from Javon Jackson. The Blackhawks take a 3-game losing streak into Nashville tonight. Josh Liss, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Officials at Lincoln Park Zoo say two animals have died from bird flu.
Lincoln Park Zoo says a Chilean flamingo named Teal, which hatched just this past fall, and a 7-year-old harbor seal, whose name was Slater, have both died of highly pathogenic avian influenza, the bird flu. These are the first known cases of bird flu in animals at the Lincoln Park Zoo. The zoo says visitors are not at risk, but some bird species will remain behind the scenes, and the McCormick Birdhouse will be closed until further notice. The bird flu is spread through saliva, nasal secretions, and feces of infected birds. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
The visitation and funeral will be held today for the former owner of Benison's Bakery in Evanston. Guy Downer Sr. died in downstate Savoy earlier this month, 5 hours before his 101 101st birthday. Downer retired in 2017, but his son says he still came in to help from time to time until he was 96 years old. Visitation is scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. with the funeral to follow at noon at the Donnellan Funeral Home on Skokie Boulevard in Skokie.
Issues have surfaced with the proposed ceasefire and hostage release agreement in the Middle East. Correspondent Karen Chamas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said what he called a last-minute crisis with Hamas was holding up Israeli approval of a long-awaited ceasefire. Israeli strikes across the Gaza Strip have killed at least 72 people since the deal was announced, according to Gaza health officials. Netanyahu began signaling there were issues with the deal just hours after mediators, the U.S. and Qatar, announced it was complete. Israeli government spokesman David Mercer.
This deal cannot be brought to Israel's cabinet to vote on until it is finalized.
It was not yet clear if Netanyahu's statements reflected jockeying to keep his fractious coalition together or whether the deal was at risk. Without giving details, Netanyahu's office has accused Hamas of reneging on parts of the agreement in an attempt to gain further concessions. I'm Karen Chamas.
Before the deal stalled, there were moments of optimism among Palestinians and Jews in the Chicago area.
Cautious optimism was in the air when Mohammed Sankara and others with the U.S. Palestinian Community Network gathered yesterday in Bridgeview. He spoke to CBS News Chicago about conflicting feelings following months of airstrikes in Gaza.
It's a moment of, a very bittersweet joy after a tremendous, tremendous loss.
There was some relief at the Jewish United Fund of Metropolitan Chicago, where the organization's president talked about hope that many of the hostages could return to their families after more than 467 days, but uncertainty about how many of them remain alive. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.